And we're joined this morning by Tom Hoops, the executive editor of the National Catholic Register. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, guys.
Thank you for being with us this morning. Before we get going, how about a baby update? How are things going with the late phases of pregnancy?
Well, as a matter of fact, she's on her way to the doctor this morning just for a regular checkup with all six of the rest of our children in tow. So it's going to be an interesting experience for them and for the doctor, I'm sure, as well.
Wow, I'm sure it will be. And the due date is coming up in like a month, right?
Yeah, well, it's early March. We're hoping for February, so we'll see what happens.
Well, good. Tom Hoops and his wife expecting baby number 7, right?
That's exactly right. Lucky number 7.
Lucky 7. Well, congratulations.
We're going from Brady Bunch to Von Trapp.
There you go. And what's the next step up from there, I wonder? Let's see. We
eight
have to go up
enough.
To number 8. 8 is enough, of course. What was I thinking?
Right.
So we go from the Brady Bunch to the Von Trapp family to 8 is enough. And then who knows where it goes from there. I'm not even sure about that. Well, thank you for being with us again this morning. Tom, we wanted you to tell us about what's going on the front page of the next issue of the National Catholic Register regarding the debate over President Bush's new Iraq plan.
Yeah, what we did is we talked to a number of Catholic commentators and also to Sam Brownback, who's the senator from Kansas, who has announced his presidency, Catholic pro-lifer. And we asked them, what do you think about the president's troop surge plan? And we got a number of interesting answers. We talked to George Weigel, to Robert Royal, Robbie George, Russell Hittinger, and the answers were a little bit all over the place.
So let's talk a little bit about what some of the Catholic commentators had to say. Before we do that, though, want to open up our phone lines at 1-888-3-CATHOLIC, 1-888-322-8465, and see what you think about President Bush's new Iraq war plan with sending 21,000 more troops into Iraq. And your opinion on that, should we as a nation be doing that? Do you agree or disagree with the president? And also coming up in just a little bit, want to talk about the concept of patrianity. So if you'd like to call in and weigh in with your opinion this morning, we would love to hear from you at 1-888-3-CATHOLIC, 1-888-322-8465. So tell us about some of the varying opinions that you got about the subject.
Well, we asked them also if their ideas, if their view on the war has changed. And I think it's important to lay a little bit of groundwork before we get into all of this, because there's some misunderstanding about the church's teaching as regards war. Some people simply say the church is against war, period. Well, it's certainly true that the church wants us to find any other answer to a problem besides war. But it's interesting to note that when we started Operation Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan, the church was very much giving us a green light. You know, it wasn't an encouragement, but it was sort of, you had Cardinal Ratzinger saying, you know, when the father of a household sees his household under attack, it's his job to defend his household. So there was an understanding that when we went to Afghanistan, which was run by the Taliban, which was harboring al-Qaeda and who had attacked us on 9/11, that was entirely appropriate for us to do. It's when we got into Iraq that the church started to very vociferously, and when I say that, it was from the top down, Pope John Paul II, and I think every bishop in the world who spoke publicly about it, with maybe one or two exceptions. It's very unusual to see that kind of unanimity on what is basically a political question. But from the Pope on down, they said, no, you know what, this isn't right, this isn't the thing that you should do. And so there was a unanimity of church opinion in the hierarchy's point of view on Iraq as opposed to Afghanistan.
Now, this unanimity, you say that it was unusual, but we know that the just war theory is kind of what Catholic teaching is based on, and that goes, you know, back to Augustine and even before, but Augustine had a lot to say. So tell us a little bit about the just war theory and what the thinking was at the time.
Well, the thinking at the time, it's evolved over the years, and it's been stated most clearly and most recently in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You see it there in number 2309, where the Catechism lays out the strict conditions, and it says strict conditions, for legitimate defense by military force. And it lists a number of things. The damage inflicted by the aggressor or the nation or community of nations must be lasting, grave, and certain. That's one place where some theologians argued with the idea of going into Iraq. since it wasn't a direct player, from all the evidence we've seen so far in the 9/11 attacks, the damage inflicted by the aggressor on a nation or community of nations did not seem lasting, grave, and certain. The WMD questions was the other question, and that was, of course, debated, and the damage inflicted by the aggressor on us did not seem certain. There was a certain expectation that there were WMDs in Iraq, but nobody was arguing that they had the means to deliver them to the United States. So that was one reason theologians saw it as an illegitimate war cause. Some of the others were, you know, you have to have a serious prospect of success. People said you're going to go into Iraq, a place that doesn't even believe in women's rights, and try to build democracy there. They saw very little prospect for success in that regard. All other means of putting an end to it must have been shown to be impractical or ineffective. People thought that other methods should have been tried first. The use of arms must not produce evils or disorders graver than the evil to be eliminated. Some people have even made the case that that's happened in Iraq as well. So these are some of the criteria on which the church judges a war.
Yeah. It's 38 minutes now past the hour. Tom Hoops is with us here on Seize the Day on the Catholic Channel, Sirius 159. And I'm Gus Lloyd. Tom is the executive editor of the National Catholic Register, and we're talking about their front page story in the next edition of the Register about President Bush's Iraq war plan and how many Catholic commentators have varying opinions about that plan. We want to know what your opinion is. Call us right now at 1-888-3-CATHOLIC, 1-888-322-8465. Let us know what you think about the latest move from President Bush in Iraq about sending 21,000 more troops into Iraq. Is it going to get the job done, or are we just getting ourselves deeper into a quagmire in which we should have never been in the first place? We want to know what you think at 1-888-3-CATHOLIC, 1-888-322-8465. So, Tom, do you think that, and I know this is something that, you know, maybe you can't really answer, but your opinion anyway. Do you think that maybe most of the church leaders kind of looked at President Bush and said, this is a real cowboy kind of mentality?
You know, I think that the church leaders tend to have more respect than some of the caricatures we've seen in opposition to Bush. I think there's a genuine respect for the president. You've certainly seen it from the Holy Father, from Pope John Paul II. At least we haven't seen much interaction with Pope Benedict yet. But you had people were willing to respect him for his pro-life views, for willing to stand up in America and make sure that America remains pro-life. And you know what? From the Vatican, you also have a great respect for the military. I remember back in the Jubilee year, they had the Jubilee for military, and you had the St. Peter's Square filled with soldiers from Italy, from all over Europe, from the United States even. And the Pope said, what you do in your daily job is lay down your life for your brothers, and there's no greater love than that. And we've seen that even in Iraq. You've seen that, you know, whatever the reasons we went into Iraq, certainly Al-Qaeda made it a target zone for their activity, and probably the guys who are dying over there are taking bullets that otherwise might be spent on us here in the States. So even when there's an illegitimate act of war by the church's standards, there's still a great respect there for what the military is doing.
We have Tom Hoops on with us this morning, the executive editor of the National Catholic Register. We want to know what you think at 1-888-3-CATHOLIC, 1-888-322-8465. We're talking about the war in Iraq, President Bush wanting to send another 20-plus thousand troops over there. And what you think that is going to happen. Do you agree with that decision, or do you think it's time for us to just get on out of there? What do you think? 1-888-3-CATHOLIC, 1-888-322-8465. So, Tom, share with us a little bit maybe about one of your commentators that you had interviewed for the article who changed his mind about the war in Iraq.
Well, we talked to Mark Shea, for instance, whose blog is very popular, and he's a popular speaker. He has a book out on the Da Vinci Code and a number of other sort of hot-button Catholic issues. He spoke about how he was inclined to believe the administration. They were using imagery about a mushroom cloud in the United States. And he said, you know what? I don't know what's going on. These people do. They're the ones in charge. Let them make the call, and I'll support their decision. It was only later, as he looked at the just war criteria that we just reviewed and looked over exactly what was happening in Iraq, that he said, you know what, I think I should have gone with the Pope on this one. A lot of us in the last election were wondering, you know, I wonder how different things would have been if Bush had gone with the Pope as well.
Yeah, I wonder too. I get, you know, and it's funny because at this point, I think all we can do is conjecture. You know, I mean, we're there, and now do we get in there, send in more troops, and get the job? And you know, one of the things too that drives me crazy, Tom, this is just a personal thing, the generic term troops, because these are people. These are men and women that are flesh and blood. And when we use the term troops, we kind of objectify them, I think. And so it kind of takes away the humanity of the people that are going in there and getting shot up and maimed and killed. And that's just one of the things that kind of drives me crazy. So what do you think about it? 1-888-3-CATHOLIC is our number, 1-888-322-8465. Tom Hoops is with us this morning, the executive editor of the National Catholic Register, and we're talking about the war in Iraq and where you think we should go from here. Do you agree or disagree with President Bush's assessment to send in 20,000-plus more men and women to try to get to the job done? Should we just get on out of there right now? 1-888-3-CATHOLIC. Let's go over to Manhattan, New York now, and Father James Lloyd. And I guess, Father Lloyd, I guess I probably should say no relation, right?
No relation, Gus. No, I really called up to tell you that I was wishing you well. I used to be on NBC for 15 years doing television stuff when I was a young man. I'm now 85, by the way. That was my intent in calling, because you just started the show recently, haven't you?
Yes, yeah. We just we went on the air December the 4th, and so right. We've been on the air for just less than 2 months now.
Well, I wanted to wish you the very best. I know how much fun it is, and I also know what a terrific impact you can have on people's thinking.
Well, we're certainly trying anyway. We're certainly trying, if nothing else, to just spread the word of God and the faith of the church.
Sure.
So what do you think about the war in Iraq, Father Lloyd?
Well, you know, I'm a psychologist, Gus, and like all psychologists, I hate war. And I love the Holy Father, Pope John Paul II. But as you just said, it seems to me that we're there, and I'm terrified about the alternative. If we pull out right now, from my experience in Vietnam, I think this would be something like this. You know, the people mean well, and all of this, I know it. You know, it's a terrible thing. Our people are being hurt and killed and all of that, but the alternative is so awful. And I don't think it stops in Iraq either. That's part of my fear. You know, I think I used to live in Africa, and I knew I worked with the Muslims in a way. But as Fulton Sheen said one time, the real fear the church has is not from secularism, really, but from Islam in Africa. If you remember, he said that a long, long time ago.
Right.
I'm scared to death of this whole.
Well, and not necessarily Islam, but radical Islam, I think.
Radical Islam.
Yeah, would be a better term. Father James Lloyd on the line with us now from Manhattan. And we're talking about the war in Iraq. Your thoughts are appreciated, too, at 1-888-3-CATHOLIC. So, Father Lloyd, you mentioned the word Vietnam. And so I will ask you, do you feel as though this Iraq war is this generation's Vietnam?
Well, in a way, but it's not the same thing. You know, one of the interesting things about Vietnam, all the young people were all screaming, yelling, we should listen to the young and all of that. Jerry Rubin, for example, the famous Chicago 7. And when Jerry Rubin grew up, he said, you do it. You know, let's do it when he was 25. Let's do it when he's 35. He says, you do it. There's something about attitudes. When you live a while and look at things and take a broader picture, it's a lot different from when you're 22.
Yeah.
I went to Africa when I was 26 and stayed there for 7 years. You know, I saw things a lot differently. I say my fear is what happens after this? I regret this whole schmear. It's an awful crummy thing.
Yeah. Well, it is, and I think we would all agree with that. Father Lloyd, thank you for your call this morning. We appreciate it, and thanks for your blessing, too.
Good luck, guys. I wish you the very best in your work.
Thank you very much. Father James Lloyd this morning from Manhattan, and 1-888-3-CATHOLIC is our telephone number, 1-888-322-8465. Tom Hoops is our guest this morning, the executive editor of the National Catholic Register, and you can read this article on the front page of the latest issue of the National Catholic Register. So, obviously, Tom, when you talked with these different Catholic commentators, you got no kind of consensus on the issue.
Well, we didn't get a consensus on the front end. They're all over the map on whether we should be there at all. But given that we're there, everybody agreed that the right thing to do is to put a number of troops on the ground that will be appropriate to secure Iraq. Some question as to whether 20,000 is even enough. I just spoke about Mark Shea, who was against the war. He said maybe even put more in.
Yeah.
So I think that once we're there, the whole equation changes, And it's no longer a question of second-guessing what happened before. It's a question of how do we do the right thing now. But it's funny that Father James Lloyd mentioned his personal experience as a man who's 85 years old. This is exactly what Pope John Paul II and even Pope Benedict have done. These are guys who have lived in nations that were at war, that were the target of invaders. In the case of Poland, Pope John Paul II remembers that throughout his childhood, the government was asking him to celebrate Liberation Day, not his childhood, his early manhood. Liberation Day only brought in the communists for him, so he saw that war didn't solve Poland's problems, even when it repelled a Nazi threat. Of course, Pope Benedict was in Germany, so he was a citizen of a country that was involved in invading other countries unjustly. And he saw that even getting rid of the Nazis from his country didn't end the sort of anti-Christian ethos of his day. So these are guys who say, you know, sometimes war is necessary because the threat is so large that it has to be repelled. And Pope John Paul II himself has thanked America for repelling the threat. But they also see that war doesn't bring the kind of solution that you need. In fact, the kind of solution that Poland needed was only brought about by Pope John Paul II's own attitude and his own insistence that his people relearn their faith and reapply themselves to the human rights that are part of the faith.
Yeah, but in this case, in Iraq, where the faith obviously is not a faith that's like the Christian faith, where there is repression of women, and you know, they just have a different way of thinking, could something like that work? I mean, if you're talking about an Islamic nation like that, see, I got a lot of different feelings about this. Tom Hoops is our guest this morning. He's the executive editor of the National Catholic Register, and we'd love to know what you think about President Bush's new strategy for the Iraq War. 1-888-3-CATHOLIC is our telephone number. 1-888-322-8465. Is it time for us to hightail it out of there? Is 20,000 more troops enough, or do we need to send more in there and get the job done? You know, one of the things that a question that I think is kind of valid at this point too, Tom, is this: when one of the justifications of the war, and there were, you know, many different justifications for going in there, was that there was this horrible dictator who was doing terrible things to the people, and you know, it was a totalitarian kind of guy. And we needed to go in there and take this guy out. And so that's one of the justifications. Now I see what's going on in Venezuela right now with Hugo Chavez, and he's just now been given all these sweeping powers by the government there, and we see an obvious dictator in the making. I don't know that anybody could argue with that. This guy is dangerous. He's going to be a danger to his people, and I think he's going to be a danger to that part of the world. So does that mean that we should go into Venezuela next week and take this guy out before it gets too late?
Yeah, obviously, once you start to use that as a cause of war, there's all sorts of places where you can start wars. But I think, you know, one great man said it best, and I think you can call him great when he says something great, for sure. He said, "It is the policy of the United States to seek and support the growth of democratic movements and institutions in every nation and culture with the ultimate goal of ending tyranny in our world. This is not primarily the task of arms, though we will defend ourselves and our friends by force of arms when necessary, but freedom by its very nature must be chosen and defended by citizens and sustained by the rule of law and the protection of minorities." That, of course, was President Bush in his second inaugural, who seemed at that speech, and I was actually there, it was a chilling, wonderful speech, he seemed at that speech to have learned exactly the lessons that Pope John Paul II and the Catholic Church had been trying to teach, which is when you're faced with a dictator like Saddam Hussein, like Hugo Chavez, the lasting and most successful way of ending it is finding those citizens in the country who will stand up for their country, for the soul of the nation, as President Bush said, and defend it from inside. This is what Pope John Paul II successfully did in Poland. He found those people who would stand by the soul of the nation and defend it. And that's where you see the greatest success in the 20th century, is not through the force of arms, but through the force of the human spirit.
Yeah, amen to that. It's 52 minutes now past the hour, 8 before the top of the hour, and I'm Gus Lloyd. Our line's open right now at 1-888-3-CATHOLIC, 1-888-322 8465. Tom Hoops, the executive editor of the National Catholic Register, is with us this morning. We're talking about the front page story on the National Catholic Register about President Bush's new Iraq war strategy. Is it valid? Do we need to send more people in there? Should we pull out now? What do you think? And you know, the other thing too, Tom, that that I'd like to bring up this morning is the idea of patrianity. Now, you know, I've been involved with Catholic and Christian things for many years now, and I found that especially in these last couple of terms of President Bush, we've had this thing that I consider, that I call patrianity. I think it's pretty much a known phenomenon where if you don't side with President Bush, who's obviously a very good Christian man, then you're not a good Christian. And, you know, that kind of notion really just drives me nuts, and I think it goes against the American culture. But it is something really that is a phenomenon in this country today. So if you'd like to comment on that, too, our number is 888-3-CATHOLIC, 1-888-322-8465. And I'm Gus Lloyd here on Seize the Day on the Catholic Channel, Sirius 159. Over to New York City now, and Christine. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Thank you for being with us. What do you think about President Bush's Iraq war strategy, and what do you think needs to be done?
We have to finish it. It's too late not to finish it now, and I think that to compare Saddam Hussein to Chavez is, you know, getting away from the fact that we had agreements to allow inspectors to come in Iraq that he went against. We had multiple UN resolutions and so forth, so it's not really the same situation. We don't really have the kind of warrant, as it were, to go in other places like we did to go into Iraq.
So the 20,000 troops that President Bush is wanting to send in there, is that enough, or do you think we need to just go in there with full guns a-blazing?
I don't know if that's enough. I couldn't say for sure, but we need to do whatever it takes. We need to. The bloodshed will be a lot worse in the long run if we don't.
Okay, I appreciate your call. Christine calling in from New York City this morning. We'd love to know what you think at 1-888-3-CATHOLIC, 1-888-322-8465. And we're talking about President Bush's war strategy and wanting to send in 20,000 more troops. Is that going to be enough? Is it too much? Is it overkill? Should we just pull out right now? 1-888-3-CATHOLIC, 1-888-322-8465. And Tom Hoops, the executive editor of the National Catholic Register, is with us here this morning, too. Tom, I maybe I should have brought up the whole Hugo Chavez thing, but I do think that it's a valid thing because, you know, Christine said, well, it's not valid because of the stage that it's in now. But I think, would you disagree that we're kind of seeing the beginning stages of a dictatorship coming on down in Venezuela?
Oh, definitely. Just seeing the pictures of, they had the, you know, raise of hands vote about some, you know, very sweeping measures. So they didn't even have the guys go on record to vote, and they're raising their hands. It looks a little bit like, you know, something that Pope Benedict would recognize from his youth.
Yeah.
But
scary stuff, man.
There's, you know, and it's, we don't want to leave the wrong impression here. There's something very noble about the Iraq war effort from the very inception, and that's looking at a place like Iraq, seeing these people who aren't like us, you know, they're Arabic people, and saying, I want to help them. I want to reach out to them. We had one of our commentators we spoke to in the article, Russell Hittinger, whose dad died in Vietnam, and he said he mourned for his dad, but he also mourned for those Vietnamese people who were left behind when we left. So there's something very noble about the American spirit that wants to help these people, and we should certainly appreciate that. The other thing we should appreciate is that Catholic just war theory makes very clear that it is wrong to target civilians. And you see in the war in Iraq, almost to a fault, but you see that we have gone out of our way to not target civilians. Of course,
right.
That's happened. Things happen in war. But we really deserve, our military deserves a lot of credit for being very careful about the way they conducted this.
Yeah, you're very right. And especially with the new technology now with the smart bombs and whatnot, we are doing a much better job of that. So what do you think? Our number, 888-3-CATHOLIC, 1-888-322-8465. Houston, Texas now, and Ellen joining us this morning. Hi, Ellen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. What do you think about President Bush's strategy for Iraq now?
Well, I actually called in about the comment on patrianity.
Yeah.
I actually support the president because I think we have to win the war. If we're there, we can't just leave now.
Okay, and what do you think about the phenomenon of patrianity?
Well, I think that there are certain things you have to look at in a candidate. And if the candidate supports things like abortion, I think that trumps everything else, because the right to life is more important than, you know, how much money you have. And I mean, it's the most important right that we have.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, well, I think that's the most important. It's like if you lived in Germany and you said, well, Hitler has a great social program. Yeah, he killed a few Jews. I mean, that's, to me, is like saying, well, abortion doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah, I'm with you, Ellen. Thank you for your comment this morning. We really appreciate it. Ellen from Houston, Texas. Let's go over now to Austin, Texas, where Carlos is with us this morning. Hi, Carlos. What's on your mind?
Well, here's what I have to say. You know, people call this a war. Yeah, at the beginning it was a war, but now it's turned over into something else. You know, I look at Korea and I call this a police action now. You know, we already, in the war, we did what we went in there to accomplish. We took out Saddam. We had goals of setting up some type of government entity afterwards, and we've done that. What else is there? What other type of goal is there to accomplish? I mean, you know, when this is all said and done, it's the people that are there that are going to have to, create a new society for themselves, and we can't do that for them.
Right.
I think sending in more troops is just going to make it more hostile than it is going to be making it more peaceful. And I think that, you know, civil war is going to probably break, and it's going to have to, you know, it's probably going to have to happen to cleanse anything that's there. But to make, you know, people's minds change about what they need to do for their country. But I think, you know, the best thing we could do is to pull back our troops, but at least keep a good number of troops there to monitor what will happen, you know, make sure that there are no
right.
other entities like extremists that go in there. To try to influence others to create more terrorist groups.
Right. Well, Carlos, I appreciate your call this morning. Thank you very much for that. And it's time for us to run right now. Tom Hoops, executive editor of the National Catholic Register. Thanks for being with us this morning. We look forward to having you back on the show on Sirius 159.
You're listening to the Catholic Channel on Sirius 159.